Welcome to Thursday. We hope you are well. Can I get real for a minute?
Sure, get real.
Look, I know I'm not alone here, but I've been having a rough couple of days this week. Feeling down. Some of those feelings, sad, unmotivated, and frankly scared. And I also know with that, I've been short and rude to the people that I love, including my family here at home, my work family, Greg and Art. So I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
You haven't been rude to me, and you can be as rude as you want to Art.
That's not true. That's false.
But be nice to Vanessa and the kid.
And here's the thing, though. These aren't normal feelings for me, and I really can't even pinpoint what it is exactly that's had me feeling this way. I can assume it's everything going on in the world right now, right? I mean, we are living in some uncertain, challenging, and just a scary time. And there's a point to this. But I decided yesterday to do something about it, right? And by last night, I felt great, the best I felt in a while. And for me, it was
edibles.
Getting off my butt. No edibles. But getting off my butt and going for a walk with my daughter and having some good conversation, and, getting fresh air, then coming back here and putting on some of my favorite, records and making dinner and just kind of doing things that I enjoy, right? These small moments that I otherwise probably wouldn't get to do on a Wednesday evening yesterday. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, getting outside is really key, I think. If you have any kind of outdoor space you can get out to is really key for your mood.
For sure. And, the point is this. We're all going through some craziness right now, and we may be feeling down from time to time, and that's okay, right? It's okay to not be okay. But I think everybody being stuck at home, it makes it even easier, right, to get into this dark place.
For sure.
And so it does take some work to make sure we don't, and I don't want anybody listening right now to get into a dark place. And like I said, it will take some work, but, I just want to encourage everybody to do the work it takes to make yourself feel better. And there is always good, right? There's always a silver lining, and we may have to dig a little deeper to find out what that is at the moment, but there always is some good.
I've lost 4 pounds. There's a silver lining.
There it is. And listen, it may not be your route, which is a great one, where you're working out a few times a day. I mean, although everybody should do some type of physical activity, it may not be that. But what is it that makes you happy? And you can't forget to do those things. And I know there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Parents have become teachers now, working from home, all kinds of things. Of course, if you're an essential employee, you still have to get out there and you're on the front lines of this thing right now. And so I get all of that.
Yeah.
Forget about yourself.
I think one of the big things that has really helped me is meditation. There's like a really simple app. It's called Simple Habit, and it just like helps remind you to take 10 or 15 minutes out and focus on something other than what's going on. And it has really done wonders for me just the past couple of weeks using it, because I'm going through the same thing you are. All sorts of anxiety, stressed out, scared, and I've realized that has helped. And Tiger King has helped a lot, too.
Oh, good. Yeah, Tiger King. I mean, listen, you do need to watch Tiger King if you haven't, and then realize, do you want this isolation life or do you want their life? And then you'll realize you really like your life, even though you're locked up in your house.
Yes,
so, and yoga, speaking of meditation, yoga yesterday, I'm telling you guys, I never do it, and I did it yesterday before the show. I really felt amazing.
Okay, I give you my word, I'll do it today. Vanessa's asked me every day since we've been sheltering in place to do yoga and or meditation with her.
It even really if it's helps. Just 10 minutes. 10 minutes would be great. 15 minutes.
Okay.
Do it.
Deal.
There's like YouTube videos and all that. Super easy.
And you know what? You can always, because you're at home doing yoga and you're stuck there, put a little vodka in your water bottle.
No.
I do it.
No.
I do it on the bike.
No.
What's his name? Jason Segel in Forgetting About Sarah Marshall. Do you remember? He gets all smashed in Hawaii and shows up to the yoga class.
You smell like rum, sir.
Listen, you can meditate much better if you have a couple of drinks.
That's not true.
It is true. You don't have a worry in the world.
All right. Well, take care of yourself today. That's your advice from us. Good morning, everybody. We have $1,000 up for grabs for you. If you can answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds, the Big Money Minute trivia game. We'll look for caller 9 next. Right after this song, we'll look for caller 9 to play so we can give you $1,000.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. How are you, Susan? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're trying to get you $1,000 this morning. Welcome to the Big Money Minute. Let's go over the rules real quick in case you don't know how it goes. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you get them all correct within that time, you win the money. We do have to go with the first answer you give us to a question. But if you don't know the answer, you can pass, and then we'll come back to it if there's time, all right?
Okay.
All right, Susan, good luck. Let's try to get you this money. Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
What pop star sang, "Oops, I did it again"?
Britney Spears.
Name the actor that played the character Jack Sparrow.
Johnny Depp.
True or false? Betty White was alive during World War I.
False.
How many milligrams in a gram?
Pass.
What school did Harry Potter attend?
Hogwarts.
Spell plagiarize.
P-L-A-G-A-R-I-Z-E.
Who directed the movie Jaws?
Steven Spielberg.
What is 10 times 9 minus 17?
73.
What sport did Andrew Bogut play?
Basketball.
Who is Chrissy Teigen married to? Who is she married to?
John Legend.
Boom!
Ah, we didn't get back to the one you passed on. We did have a spelling error, too. But other than that, you killed this game, girl. Let's go through it. Oops, I did it again was Britney Spears. Jack Sparrow, of course, that is Johnny Depp. It is false that Betty White was alive during World War I. There are 1,000 milligrams in a gram. I have no idea how anybody would know that if you're not in another country, but in this country, since we don't really use that. Harry Potter, he attended Hogwarts. Plagiarized, you missed an I before the A after the G. Steven Spielberg, he directed Jaws. 10 times 9 minus 17, that's 73. Andrew Bogut, yes, he played basketball for the Warriors. And Chrissy Teigen is married to John Legend, so you really did well, but no $1,000. I'm sorry.
All right, Susan. Well, thank you so much for listening and playing, and we'll do it again, same time, same place tomorrow. So you can call back and try to win the money if you'd like.
Okay, that was so fun. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Stay safe and healthy out there. And we are now 6 minutes away from playing the secret sound. $2,300 sits in the jackpot. You will get the first clue of the day and a shot to win all the money next.
Let's go.
Secret sound. And we say good morning to Michelle in Fremont. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. I can barely hear you guys, but good morning.
Check. Test. Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Now I can hear you better. Yes.
Hi there. First and foremost, how are you?
I'm good. Let me turn down the radio so I don't get you guys twice.
Yeah, see? Okay. That's your fault, right. Michelle.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Benny's here to lift you up, and I'm here to yell at you.
There
all
it
right,
is.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys.
Yin and yang. Okay, so let's go over how this is going to work. In case you don't know, we're going to start by playing you the secret sound. Then Gregory's going to give you the first clue of the day, and then you're going to tell us what it is. You're going to guess the right sound, and then we're going to give you $2,300. Okay.
That's amazing. Okay, let's go.
All right. Here's the sound. And Greg, what is the clue?
The Cubs have honored me, but the Giants haven't. The Cubs have honored me, but the Giants haven't.
What do you think the secret sound is, Michelle?
Oh, opening a jar of honey.
Oh, all right. Opening a jar of honey. Producer Art for $2,300. Is that the secret sound?
So sad.
Oh.
I I'm sorry.
I don't know why I got that. I don't know. It just came up in my head.
Well, keep that on your list. Make yourself a grid. Make sure you get to 997 now. Enjoy the Insiders Club. Get those extra clues. And you can play anytime you want or anytime you can get through, Michelle.
I will. Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You as well. Thank you. Thanks for
you
playing.
Too. And honey is my preferred topping on peanut butter. I know the texting hotline agrees with me. It's way better than jelly,
what?
Benny.
No.
Way better than jelly.
Okay, first of all, when you go through the texting lines, you just find the ones that agree with you. You
yes.
skip the other 80% that disagreed with you. But sure, it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, and I had one at 4 a.m. today. Yeah, baby.
Honey goes with peanut butter.
All right, honey. What do you got coming up in the 8:30 dirty?
Well, Jesse's wife's... Oh, I'm sorry. I was skipping ahead. Sorry. I was skipping ahead. To the love trap. In the dirty, Shaquille O'Neal is in a lot of trouble because of Tiger King. We'll tell you why. That's coming up next in Yo Dirty.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Well, if you've been working from home, chances are you've used Zoom for a meeting or a virtual happy hour. But now, the video conferencing platform is being accused of sharing its users' data to companies like Facebook without consent.
Seriously? During this time, you're trying to make money off us?
Zoom's legal team denies the allegations.
They all deny it, but it's all a lie. They all do it.
A new survey found 85% of us are now doing things to avoid getting sick, like staying home and washing our hands. Hey, now. But that leaves 15% who still are not doing those things.
What are those 15% do?
Not washing their hands. And 6% of that 15% said they hadn't even heard about the virus until they took the poll. They had no idea what was happening. Now, mind you, this was conducted 2 weeks ago. Like, what? Where have you been?
I guess their head's been up their ass.
And I'm not sure you could pay me to get on a cruise ship anytime soon, but apparently cruise bookings for the next year are way up, and they're crediting it to a drop in prices. You know, they're dirt cheap.
Yeah, I was going to say you could get a cruise for 15 cents right now. Who's not going to book it, Benny?
Sassy Sports.
Steph and Aisha Curry bought a brand new $33 million home in Atherton less than a year ago, complete with almost everything you would need except for one thing. No basketball hoop.
What?
Steph has been quarantined with his family, just like the rest of us. And they have reported that there's no basketball court on premise and no basketball hoop. So they had to do what all of our parents did when we were seven. They had to order a Spalding basketball hoop.
Yeah!
You know the one, Benny.
Hell yeah! Is it the one that you can, that's movable? Because then I always could dunk when I was like 12 years old. Like, put it down to 3 feet. I loved it.
Yes, and then Steph, so he can stay sharp shooting, had to put this together in his driveway like all parents had to do at Christmas at some point or another. So now he can practice shooting. But, you would think if you're a basketball star, you would have at least a hoop.
You would think that would be on the checklist, yes, when you're house shopping. Does it have a basketball court?
And I love it. In Atherton, $33 million will not buy you a house with a basketball court or a hoop. And why is an 11-year-old boy being called out by ESPN? Well, last year, middle schooler Ace Davis made headlines with a science fair project that he did where he concluded that Tom Brady is a cheater because of Deflategate. Well, now that Brady is a Buccaneer, ESPN, because they've got nothing else to do, right? There's no sports to report. They reached out to that boy, and they said, so, do you think Brady's still a cheater? Like every good sports fan, he said, oh, I don't think it was Tom Brady's fault. It was all Bill Belichick. So I guess that science fair project that he did is all just a lie now. And one more sporting event is done. Wimbledon tennis tournament has been canceled. It was supposed to start in late June. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Spoiler alert. We're about to talk about The Masked Singer.
If you haven't watched it and you're in quarantine, what are you so busy doing? Don't be mad when we spoil this.
It was down to the final nine contestants. And last night, dun-dun-dun-dun, the White Tiger was unmasked after giving this performance.
Too sexy for my show. Too sexy for my show. So sexy it hurts. Too sexy for my land. Too sexy for my land. New York and Japan.
Oh my God, I could strut the runway to that song.
A little right side Fred?
Yes.
Oh gosh. The White Tiger was former NFL star Rob Gronkowski.
Oh my God, douche lord deluxe.
Also, the Masked Singer announced that they are donating 10,000 surgical masks to New York hospitals in the fight against the virus.
Why don't they just give all the doctors and nurses those heads of the animals that they wear on the show? That'll protect them.
And even though most of us agreed that April Fool's Day was canceled this year, a few celebs tried to get in the mix with some cringy results. And if you're wondering if anyone was stupid enough to falsely claim that they had the coronavirus, the answer is yes.
Bieber. Was it Bieber?
It was not Bieber. It was a K-pop star. His name is Kim Jae-jung from JYJ. And after his stupidity made headlines around the world, he did apologize and claimed he was just trying to raise awareness. That's why I did the prank. There was also rumor going around all day that a lot of people bought into that Kim and Kanye met with President Trump to get Joe Exotic from Tiger King out of prison.
I wouldn't be surprised. They all fall in line. They're all idiots.
And Taylor Swift is doing some good. She's paying 3 months of salaries and health care costs for the employees of a Nashville record store that has been closed. So shout out to T-Swift. That's your Dirty on the 30. When we get back, Love Trap coming your way.
Yeah, Susie, she is stuck at home, but her husband, Jesse, he's still going to the office and leaving his wedding ring behind. She's starting to wonder if he's up to something more than just work, and we're going to find out next in the Love Trap.